Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a tricky question that often is asked, especially by people who are followers of the school of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. And that is regarding the knowledge of the A'imma, alayhimus salam, regarding future events. Specifically, the knowledge that they had of their ultimate and untimely deaths and their martyrdom. Sometimes this is specifically asked about with respect to the shahadat and martyrdom of Imam Hussein. We know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Imam Ali alayhi wasallam, they recurrently gave news and reported about the future death and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein in the events of Karbala. And in fact, these traditions which report this have been related in very authentic and reliable books of traditions and history. And in fact, the close companions of the Prophet, his wives and his relatives, many of them, directly or indirectly even, have reported some of these traditions. Also, to reinforce this the objection and the misgiving, Imam Hussein, alayhi wasalam, before he left Medina for Mecca, many of the many of his close companions and his relatives were very scared about what was going to happen to him. This indicates the fact that the knowledge and awareness of what was going to transpire was very well known for the people of that area and his close companions. So the question that we want to ask here, in the context of this awareness that he had, his companions had, and his relatives had, was that if the imam knew that he was going to be martyred, why did he then go out and go out and move forward towards the plains of Karbala? Isn't it necessary for a person to avoid a situation that could lead to his death? And protect himself, isn't this a religious responsibility? This question, of course, is a question that should be tackled in theological discussions and in an academic environment. But we can answer this question in many ways. We can look at it and analyze it in many ways. One of the ways that we can answer this question, this answer has been mentioned by many of the ulama, is that the imams, even though they did have knowledge of the unseen and they were aware of certain events that were going to transpire in the future with them, the imam is required and responsible to act upon, to act as if he doesn't have this knowledge. It's hard to actually describe this in English, but the gist of the answer is that the A'imma alayhimus salam, they feel it's incumbent upon them to act normally or according to the appearance of everyday life, and overlook the dictates and that which necessitated by this unseen knowledge. It's required by the imam to act as if he doesn't have this awareness and act according to the apparent conditions and the situation at hand. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We're looking at the knowledge of the imams of the unseen and its effect on their actions in this world. Thank you once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.